We're checking in with Christine from Freedom Home Care. Christine, during this time of isolation and this time where we're supposed to kind of stay away from people, we already know that that can be a problem with some of the aging community. And if you're a caregiver or if you're somebody who is in the older segment of the community and have been asked to kind of isolate yourself, you might be feeling a little bit of stress right about now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think all of us are feeling maybe just a little bit of stress with the uncertainty, but I did find a really great resource to help people kind of manage that stress and cope at this difficult time. You know, and isolation is hard enough as is, but then you throw a tiny bit of fear on that, and then it can get kind of tricky. So I just wanted to throw out a couple things that might be helpful for people as they're managing the new normal, and really to help take care of themselves and cope at a difficult time.
All right. So what should we be doing?
Yeah. So, you know, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are definitely a few things that you can do to support yourself. So first of all, you know, take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to the news stories, including social media. You know, hearing that message over and over might be upsetting. I mean, we obviously want to be in the know, but we don't have to be in the know 24/7. So just give yourself a break from that every now and then. Another tip is to really take care of your body. Get some stretching in, some deep breaths, maybe meditate if you have that in your practice. But really trying to eat healthy, get that exercise in, get plenty of sleep, and avoiding drugs and alcohol. Making time to unwind and doing some activities that you enjoy. And then the last tip is really trying to connect with others. And that might look different than it usually does, right? We're not necessarily going out for going out to supper with some friends, mm-hmm. but we can FaceTime, we can Skype. There's a lot of different ways to do that. We can call. Heck, we can write a good old-fashioned letter, you know, and put a stamp on it, which would be crazy.
Yeah.
But just finding different ways to connect and, you know, have that personal interaction a little different way.
I was thinking to myself, it might be a good time to also learn about those things for some of us, you know, and some people, technology is difficult and we don't know how to Skype or FaceTime, but this might be a good time to figure out how to do that.
You know, that's exactly right. I am doing that personally myself. I set up a Zoom account, Z-O-O-M, so that I can have a little time to connect with three of my friends after work today. So rather than getting together, we're all logging into Zoom so we can have some virtual FaceTime, you know, in this time of social distancing. So I think we have to get creative. But there are definitely ways that we can stay connected so we don't feel isolated.
I'm interested to see all of that learning that comes out of being forced to have to learn these things. It's kind of an exciting time,
yes.
As far as that goes. If people have questions about Freedom Home Care, what it is that you do, maybe they are looking for services, something you can help with, what's the best way to connect with you now?
Yeah, well, if you have a little extra time to go online, you could check us out at freedomhomecarellc.com. Otherwise, give our office a call. The number is 507-387-4663, or 387-HOME. That might be a little easier to remember.
All right. We're going to send folks in that direction. Christine from Freedom Home Care, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Lisa.